And kingdom greetings to each of you tonight who are a part of our prophetic prayer partnership. I am so grateful to the Lord to have you as a prayer partner. For many of you, this may be your first time. For others, this is recurring. We are constantly in this partnership, and for this, I am so eternally grateful. I'm glad that for years now, we have been connecting on this conference line, and we have forged one of the most powerful prayer groups that is around today, and that is this prophetic prayer partnership. It is a place where we share prayer requests and we also share praise reports. Because here in this prayer group, we believe that prayer requests become praise reports. There is absolutely nothing not worth bringing to God. You can bring to God anything, any measure, any weight, any size. It absolutely does not matter. There is nothing too grand for the metric and scale in which we use to bring our matters before the Lord. The scriptures tell us, cast your burdens upon the Lord, for he cares for you. Cast those cares upon him. And we are here tonight to do just that. We have been doing it, and we are here to continue to do so. I have really been sharing with you for more than a month now concerning the sacredness of words. We are back in this particular exchange tonight. I don't really feel the leading of the Lord to release or to come away from this impartation, because I believe that this impartation is really helping us to be a little more conscious. That even if you're not 100% right now, it's kind of helping you think a little more about what you do with your words, where you allocate and assign your words, not being so careless and not being so reckless. The question was asked to me just the other day, Bishop Nixon, do you truly believe that people can change? And my answer was absolutely, unequivocally, undeniably, yes. I believe people can change. And not only do I believe people can change, but I believe they can be transformed. Because I believe in the power of the Word of God. I believe that we can be transformed by the renewing of our mind. But here was the challenge, and here was the other side of the spectrum in which my answer came. I began to share with them that although people can change and although people can be transformed, that does not eliminate the trail of damage and the trail of literal chaos that has been left prior to the change. So while we may change, there are some things that is so hard for us to reconcile and repair and be restored from, because in the time of our recklessness, we were just that in our maneuverings and in our dealings. We were reckless in our words. And while transformation has come and while change has come, sometimes the damaging sometimes the damage seems irreparable. That's something that I want to talk to you to us tonight about, because I think a lot of the times in the height of our emotionalism, we do not consider the lasting damage that can be done by the things that we spew out of our mouths, the things that will travel, the things that will fester, and even the things that will grow. There are some people today that are literally carrying out the behavior of the words that they carelessly spoke. Because sometimes pride gets in, and pride does not seek to repair. Pride does not seek to repent. Pride does not seek to recover from. So when you let things fester, they grow. And when it grows, it matures, it becomes its own adult, it becomes its own evolution, it literally becomes its own individual. And so you have people who are not speaking, people who are aimlessly hating each other because of something that could have easily been resolved if it were not for pride. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that words do serious damage. It is hard to recover from things that are spoken without care, without consideration, without consciousness, without courtesy. And so we end up damaging future endeavors, future opportunities, damaging future potentials because of the things that we said, not counting the cost, not weighing the future, not putting certain things in the metric. And so when you speak, have you thought out? Have you thought out before you spoke out? Did you think it through before you spoke it? It is imperative that we are thinkers and not just speakers. We're speaking, we're speaking, we're speaking, but are we considering the future? Consider the future. Consider what is to come. Consider what you desire to see happen. Consider what your pursuits are and what your endeavors are. Consider before you begin to speak. The last thing you want to do is to leave a trail of destruction behind you. And as you're going toward, believing that you're going toward greatness, let me tell you something about the trail of destruction. It has the tendency of showing up in some of the most inopportune moments. In other words, it has the tendency of showing up in moments that you really wish would not show up. I want to share with you, sisters and brothers, tonight that we have a responsibility. I often refer to how the words of Rachel concerning Benjamin. I often refer to those words because she gave birth to Benjamin in her dying moment. She died while in labor, and in her death and in her last breath, she uses her last breath to call him Benoni, Benoni. And I need you to hear this because Benoni means son of my trouble, son of my sorrow, basically son of my death. What a shadow to cast over the life of her son, that although this is the end of the road for her, this could also mean to be the end of the road for him, if he were to grow, knowing that he is the cause of his mother's sorrow, or he is the cause, what kind of damage does that do? And it is Jacob who steps in. It is Jacob who steps in and says, "No, your name, this name over this child will not be Benoni, but I must change the name so that I can change the narrative." It is important that what we are saying out of our mouths in this season is establishing and setting up a plausible and conducive and productive future for each of us. Jacob says, "Your name will not be Benoni, but Benjamin." Do you see the sacredness of the words? Do you see how he chooses intentionally what to call his son? And Benjamin means son of my strength. Son of my strength. It is a name of strength and power that while your beginning may have been one of weakness or one of struggle or one of destruction, your end will not be your beginning. All it takes is someone to speak. All it takes is the words to be intentionally created, curated, and articulated. All it takes is someone to change and shift. No, this is not how you're going to grow. This is not how you're going to go throughout life. This is not who you are. This is not the persona you will take on. This is not the guilt you will carry. This is not the pain you will carry. You will be strong. You will overcome the obstacles and the odds. You will stand firm against every word curse that would seem to follow your existence and seem to follow your growth. You are so much more than what you have experienced and what you have encountered, and dare I say tonight, what you have heard. There is a situation for all of us tonight, and I need you to please hear me, ladies and gentlemen. There's a situation for all of us tonight to consider. Your words will shape your world. What are you saying out of your mouth? And please hear me. What you say out of your mouth will determine the world you see with your eyes. What you say out of your mouth will determine the path you travel with your feet. What you say out of your mouth will indeed affect the life you live. Shift now. Shift now your words. Change now your words. It is time to undo every horrific and horrendous thing that has transpired in our lives by changing our words. Can people change? Yes, they can. And today is your day of transformation. Today is your day of change. Today is your day of evolution. Today is your day of growth. Today is your day to literally go from one level of life and one level of living to the next. Today is your day for the new. Today is your day to awaken, to awaken, to awaken your consciousness, to awaken your intentionality, to awaken your vision, to awaken your articulation, to awaken. I'm alive. I want you to receive that tonight. I'm coming alive. This is my revival. This is my renewal. This is my fresh start. This is my beginning. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even my faith. I'm coming alive. And I will not allow myself to repeat old patterns, patterns that were passed down. People who didn't know how to talk to each other, people who did not know how to carefully choose their words wisely, people who were just reckless with the mouth and said whatever they wanted to say. And you think that that type of pattern is good to be passed to you? No, ma'am, and no, sir. It is time for someone to cut off the recklessness and to embrace the wisdom. It is time for us to start changing what we say, shifting what we say. And I promise you, when you start shifting what you say, what you see will not be an issue. The world we live in, the behaviors we display are all a result of the words we say. How do you know that, Bishop? Because my Bible told me that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. My mouth is only speaking what's been in my heart. And I need you to hear me tonight. Hear me tonight like you have never heard me before. Your heart is only speaking what's in your character. It's down in you, deep rooted, deep seated. And that's why words are so vicious. That's why words are so malicious. That's why words are so hurtful and harmful, because people are dealing with unresolved bitterness and issues within. That heart is wrong. That's why those words are wrong. That wasn't no accident. That wasn't unintentional. That came out from a broken place. That came out from a bitter place. Ladies and gentlemen, deliverance is something that happens internally. It starts internally. When we go before God, God, deliver my heart. Deliver my heart from the blackness, from the wickedness. Deliver my heart from the evil intent. Deliver my heart from the brokenness I've experienced. Deliver my heart. Many of you must hear me tonight. You didn't start out that way, but because of what you have experienced, that thing that's deep rooted down in you has developed because of the things you have experienced. So you now got to go back to the root of it and renounce that thing and render that thing helpless and get it out of your system so that it doesn't keep coming out of your mouth. Get it out of you. Ask God to free you and deliver you so that when you speak, you don't speak with the tonality of one who is broken and one who is bitter and one who is angry. You are the promise of God in the earth. You are the gift of God to the earth. All the enemy wants to do is continue to contribute to your brokenness. And so he has you saying things out of your mouth to repeat certain cycles, revisit certain cycles, rehearse certain cycles until it becomes a way of life for you. But the devil is a liar. People can change. People can be transformed. We can be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And I want you, if this is ministering to you tonight in any way, I want you to begin to tell the Lord thank you right now. I want you to thank him because tonight's lesson, tonight's impartation was intentional for your ears. It has been intentional for your spirit. Father, I thank you for bringing this to me. Thank you for holding this mirror up in front of me. I don't want to continue in the patterns of destruction. I don't want to leave a trail of trash as I am walking toward my future. I don't want to leave a trail of chaos and a trail of harm and a trail of hurt as I'm walking toward my future. Clean me up from the inside. Thank you for bringing me this word because my words are a result of my heart. My words are a result of my heart. Those of you that are taking notes and jotting them, please make sure you jot that. My words are a result of my heart. When my heart is in the right place, when my heart is in the right place, when my heart is in the right place, then my words will also be in the right place. When my heart, hallelujah, is in the right place, then my words also will be in the right place. You have what it takes to change. You have what it takes to transform. You have what it takes to shape a world that is filled with peace, joy, love, harmony. You have what it takes within you to shape that world that is filled with success and productivity, that you have what it takes. You have absolutely what it takes to shape that world. That world can exist and that world will exist. And we are declaring that even as we are coming to the end of this year, God is making us more conscious of the things that we say. God is making us more conscious of the way that we behave. God is making us more conscious of the way we think. God is making us more conscious so that we can be more effective and more impactful in the world in a positive and in a godly way. You are God's choice. You are God's vessel. You are God's elect. You are loved by God. Now it is time for you to feel that love and for you to share that love. It is time for you to feel that peace and to be a peace bearer. You are to carry this peace into every circle, into every connection, into every atmosphere, and into every room you enter. Do you not understand how valuable you are? You are here for a reason. You are here to exemplify and to exhibit the love of God and the joy of the Lord. Oh, I feel like God is turning our mourning, our mourning, our mourning, our grief, our sorrow. He's turning it into joy. You have turned my mourning into dancing. You have given me the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You have replaced my ashes with beauty. Oh, I feel the power of the Lord tonight. I feel blessed tonight to be with you. I pray that you are receiving tonight. I pray that those of you that are on our conference line, my God, those that are on our Zoom platform, there are about 115 of us on tonight between the Zoom and between the conference line. And I want you to know that you are here for a reason. This had to come across your spirit tonight. And I pray that after hearing this, you will reconsider going forward with aughts and letting things fester between separations and divisions. I pray that this will even prompt you and encourage you to bury those hatchets and end those feuds and replace those evil and wicked words spoken with words of kindness and words of peace, words of harmony, words of repentance, words of apology, words of forgiveness. I pray that we are now getting ready to embrace a new space. I thank God for you. I'm so excited to pray with you. Hallelujah. I'm excited to pray with you tonight. I'm excited to pray with you tonight. And I want you to hear me. Yesterday's service, I talked about prayer. And one of the things that I stated in prayer about prayer is that prayer does not feature us and that we pray wrong when we pray in and of ourselves. We got to tap into the spirit world. We got to tap in and let the Holy Ghost lead even our prayer. And that's how I know that what I'm telling you about reshaping our words and going back and shifting and changing, I know that this is of the Lord because there are some grudges and there are some angers and there is that we feel, I feel are justifiable, right? And I want to hold on to it. I want to be mad. I want to be angry. I want to continue to spew devastating words. And I want to continue to say whatever it is I want to say, but I can't really be a bearer of the Holy Ghost. I can't really have the Holy Ayanamoshanda. I can't really have the Holy Ghost down within me and harbor that kind of attitude and that kind of disposition. It is time for us to yield to the Holy Ghost. And how those old saints used to say, let God have his way. Yield to the Holy Ghost and change what you are saying and change how you are saying it. Change what you are feeling down within so that what comes out of your mouth is a building tool and not a tool to deconstruct, but a tool to construct, a tool to build, a tool to perfect, and a tool to advance. I want to see something beautiful come out of the words that we speak. I'm praying for you tonight, and I want you to know that every single person that is on our prayer request list, I am praying so much for you. I want one of our, amen, one of our spiritual daughters also to know, Sister Tawana Winters, that she's really been in my prayers these last few days, and I've really been going before God for you and just believing God that so I'm speaking towards your direction. I'm speaking life, I'm speaking peace, I'm speaking joy, I'm speaking restoration and recovery to you. That I believe God for you. I believe God all the way to my last breath. I believe God. Diane Harge, we're praying for you. Sandra Morrison, Antoinette Williams, and Latoya Hampton, and Rosalinda Archbold, Patrice Taylor, Japera Smith, Michelle Tarua, Kikamon Rockmore, Verna Simmons, Justin Mack, Richard Tarua, Chloe Rouse, Derek Dominic, Merritt and Taj Maleti Freeman, Latoya Nugent, Nyasha Cooper, Elaine Witherspoon, Janet Durbin, Johnny Stafford, Celeste Johnson, Chanel Kelly, Ruth Aileen, Redonia Johnson, Lorraine Williams, Evangelist Kimberly Tate, Ralph Everett, Arletha Bullard Amparado, Michelle Smith, Diamond Smichael, Shelley Watson, Sharon Evans, Tanya Bryant, Anita Harris, Denise Bryant Brooks, Deborah Johnson, and Patricia Hill. We are believing God for each of you. It is my joy to pray with and for you. I believe God, and I believe that what God's word said is true. And until we can form the words to say on our own, let's just say what God said, and we're going to stand on what God said. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, how can we say thank you? Oh, we bless your name, Lord. We bless you. We honor you. We appreciate you so much. You're worthy. You're holy. You're awesome. You're magnificent. Your presence is so strong. It is so real. You are right here with us. And we say thank you. We say yes, Lord. We say yes to your will and to your way. God, even when we don't understand, even when we don't know what it is that we are battling and what it is that we are up against, you know all things. You are the God of all flesh. You are the God of all creation. It is in you that we live, move, and have our being. We pay obeisance to you. We pay homage to you. We bow down to your holy and to your righteous name. Spirit of the living God, revive us, refresh us, rejuvenate us. My God, resuscitate us, recuperate us. We need a recharge. We need a charge like we've never had before. The battery is low. Some are so depleted and some are so drained, not even knowing that they're carrying the burdens of the past. They're carrying the unfortunate incidences of the past. They are carrying even the violations of the past and how the enemy has us set up. The enemy, oh God, wants us to repeat those things. The enemy wants us to stay in that way. But Father, tonight we pray that every yoke, every yoke, every yoke, every yoke be destroyed in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let your Holy Spirit descend like a dove. Let it destroy every yoke that would keep us tied to the destructive. Keep us tied to the bitter. Keep us tied to the brokenness. Keep us tied to victimization. I pray, God, that that yoke be destroyed. I pray, God, that even the things that have transpired, my God, let there be a new thirst and a hunger for righteousness, that we are not pursuing after even revenge. I pray that the spirit of revenge, vengefulness, I pray that that yoke be destroyed. I pray it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. You will not have the people of God. You will not take over the mindsets of the people of God. You will not have our path. You will not have our choices. You will not have our hearts. You will not have our feelings. You will not have our minds. You will not have our words. You will not have our future. We declare now that there is a freedom occurring in the Holy Ghost. Father, as you said in your word, that transformation is powerful, that those who be in you are made new creatures. Father, tonight, that is the anointing we pray for tonight. We pray for an anointing that will word us in different ways, an anointing that will reshape our consciousness, that will reshape our minds and our hearts. We pray for a special wind to blow. We pray in the power of the Holy Ghost that the Holy Spirit of God would arrest us when we dare to speak things that are words of cursings and words that are perverse, words that will destroy, words that will uproot, words that will tear down. We pray now in the name of the Lord that you will give us what to say. Charge us, lift us, refuel us. Hey, yada man, so toroko selene besha. Refuel us tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus. We pray for the breaker anointing. Break those things from off of us that don't want to let us go. Those deep-rooted issues and problems, those things that are unresolved, break it. In the name of the Lord, break. You are the breaker. You're the great breaker. Break it down within us. In the name of the Lord, that when we rise free, free from the entanglements of hell, free, free from the bondages of our past, free, free from the burdens of our choices in time past. You are the great liberator. You are able to make us free. Thank you tonight for the freedom. Thank you tonight for the transformation. Thank you tonight for what you are doing within every believer. We're not looking for an external makeover in this season, but God, we need an internal makeover. Go down on the inside and work on the inside of us until that fallow ground is broken up and driven out in the name of the Lord. Drive out the pain, drive it out. Drive it out. Pluck it up by the root and drive it out. Drive it out of our pores. Drive it out of our systems. Drive it out of us. Help us to not harbor anything that is reflective or resembles hatred. Help us to not carry anything. Help us to not reflect anything or speak anything. My God, that looks remotely like revenge. My God. Father, drive that demon, that devil, drive them out. That influence, that suggestion, drive it out by the power of the Holy Ghost. Only the power of the Spirit of God can drive it out. Drive it out. Cast that devil out by the power of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, no more counterfeiting, no more perpetrating. We declare that even now we become the authentic righteousness of God in the earth. Help us to walk this thing. Help us to talk this thing. Help us to live this thing. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you now, God. You're with us. You are with us. You are with us. Yabashato, in every circumstance, in every situation, you are with us. And we pray. We pray the prayer of faith. We pray that the yoke be destroyed. We pray. We pray now. We pray that the breaker break it. Breaker, break it. Break it up in the name of Jesus and cause us to be made free. Cause us to be made whole. Father, save us all over again. My God. Woo, my God, save us all over again. Please, Father, save us, save us, save us, save us, save us, save us the more. We want to be saved. We want to be saved. Hallelujah, Shanda. We want to be saved. Save us the more. Save us, save us, save us, save us, save us from the inside. Save us from ourselves. Save us, and save us the more. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we want to be your ambassadors. We want to be your craftsmanship. We want to be your workmanship in the earth. My God, save us, save us, save us, save us, save us. My God, and help us to know that you're saving us for the purpose of usage. Thank you now, Lord, for the blessing. We thank you now for the increase. We thank you now for what our hearts have heard, what our ears have heard. We thank you for what we have received tonight. For we shall be changed. We shall be shifted. We shall be transformed. We shall evolve. There will be a revolution of the evolution. And we thank you tonight that it is already done. And we speak it by faith. My God, that your people will be saved. Your people will be holy. Your people will be sanctified. Your people will be filled with the Holy Ghost. And your people will speak with an intentionality and with an authority. And we thank you for it now. Satan, you're on notice. The blood is already against you. It has already been applied. Now you back up from that household. You back up from that body. You back up from that circumstance. You back up from that family. You lying wonder. You influencer of darkness. You back up. You take your place and your position, and that's under the feet of the saints. You back up and you back up now. Respect the authority that has been given to the holy saints by the power of the Holy Ghost. You back yourself up in the name of the Lord Jesus. Take your filthy hands off of what belongs to God. Loose your hold, you foul and horrible spirit, you dark, my God, vile and diabolical spirit, you loose here in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I thank you now, God, for the victory that we shall see, a victory coming after the battle, a victory coming beyond the fight. We give you praise and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Thank God and amen. I want you to join me now in a praise. I want you to join me in a praise. I want you to join me lifting up the name of the Lord. Satan has been put on notice and he has been put underneath our feet. He has been put in his proper place. I want you to send up a praise right now. Praise, praise him, praise him. Praise him, praise him. Yes. Thank him. He has no power over you. Satan has no power over you. Now you praise God for it. You go up and you praise God for it. Come on now. I know you're on the conference line. I know you're on the Zoom platform, but come on, we're gonna send it up tonight. We're gonna send up the praise. Come on now. We're gonna give God some glory now. He ain't got nobody. What kind of power does Satan have over God's people? What kind of charge can he lay over God's elect? You are the elect of God. Now you praise him. You praise him. You are the righteousness of God. Now you praise him for it. You give him glory for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The steps of a good man have been ordered by God. Your steps are ordered. Walk in this authority. Walk in it now. Walk in it. Walk in it now. Walk in it. Walk in it. Walk in it. Walk in it. Hallelujah to the Lord. Praise the name. Yes, Lord, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We honor you. Oh, yes, we do. We praise you so much. We praise you so very much. Thank you, Father. Thank you for ministering to us tonight. Thank you for hearing us tonight, and thank you for healing us tonight. We give you praise, glory, and honor. People of God, we must pray. This is what it's all about. We must pray until we get lost in that prayer. That's how we know it's not carnal, it's not flesh driven, it's not incentivized of the things of this natural world. But when we pray and get lost in his presence, the Holy Spirit is taken over. We don't even know what to pray for as we are, but that Spirit of God, it makes intercession for us. Glory to God. He's speaking on our behalf. He's making intercession. He's intervening. He's mediating on our behalf. And we bless the name of the Lord for it. He's down on the inside and he's working on the outside. Continue to heal. Stay on your healing journey. Continue to be made whole. Continue to be perfected, because that's what God is doing. He is perfecting us. We bless God for you tonight. I thank God for you. Listen, I am leading the charge of our morning boost this week, and I would that you would rise in the morning at 7 a.m. and start your day with me. And let's pray, let's impart, and let's go forward into a brand new day. Tomorrow, I'll speak with you. I'll pray with you. I'll impart into you. I'll speak over your Tuesday. I look so forward to it. Thank you for joining me tonight for the Prophetic Prayer Partnership. I pray you were empowered, impacted, uplifted. And listen, if you have not already, go back, view that service from yesterday. I challenge you to do it. You'll find it on Facebook. You'll find it on YouTube. You can even go to dariusnixon.com and find it there. Go there and view that service and hear what the Spirit of God had to say to us about the benefits of tapping in. We're staying tapped in. The Lord bless you. Good night, everybody.